Well, while Donald Trump is in China, Democrats back in the States are chalking up victories in state and local elections, and they're declaring that they're strong rejections of Donald Trump's presidency. The polls were held yesterday. They were the first major races since Mr. Trump was elected a year ago. At least one Republican has conceded the results don't bode well for the president, but he's distancing himself from them. From Washington, Eliza Borello reports.
Ralph Northam says his victory in the swing state of Virginia is sweet not just for him, but for Democrats across America.
But I think what this message was yesterday that Virginia sent is that the divisiveness, the hatred, the bigotry, the politics that is tearing this country apart is not, that's not the United States of America that people love.
His party's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer agrees.
I believe that this was a rejection not only of President Trump, but of the policies that he and the Republican Party seem to be adopting.
From South Korea, the president tweeted last night that the Republican candidate, Ed Gillespie, didn't embrace him. But at least one Republican, Virginia Congressman Scott Taylor, says the election in his home state was a test of Donald Trump's leadership.
There was an overwhelming thing that was looming large, and that was, I think, was the divisive rhetoric. You've heard me on here say that I support the president, not blindly. If I agree with him, I say it. If I don't, I don't. And I think that last night was a referendum. I don't think there's any way that you can look at it in a different way, to be honest with you, and be intellectually consistent.
Not all commentators are convinced yesterday's victories are a sure sign the Democrats will win back the House majority in next year's midterm elections, saying it's not unusual for incumbents to lose ground in state races not long after a national poll. But like Scott Taylor, Ari Fleischer, the former press secretary for President George W. Bush, believes Virginia should serve as a warning to his party.
Republicans need to wake up from last night's results and take a look and say, if we have a very unpopular president at the top, which by all historical measurements Republicans do, what can be done about it? And that means do their jobs, pass laws. For the president, I think the lesson for him is he needs to increase his popularity. He should not just dismiss the polls as saying the polls were wrong before.
Virginia has elected two Democratic candidates who symbolize groups Donald Trump has alienated, transgender people and gun control campaigners. Danica Rome has become the first openly transgender person to serve in a U.S. state legislature.
To every person who's ever been singled out, who's ever been stigmatized, who's ever been the misfit, who's ever been the kid in the corner, who's ever needed someone to stand up for them when they didn't have a voice of their own because there's no one else who is with them. This one's for you.
And Chris Hearst, the boyfriend of Alison Parker, a TV journalist who was fatally shot live on camera 2 years ago, is getting ready to take his place in the General Assembly. He too was a journalist, but left the station the pair worked at after her death.
It became too emotionally difficult for me to stay there. And so what could I do that would be a natural progression to be able to give back to a community, to a people that gave me so much strength, love, prayer and support when I needed it? And this seemed like the right thing to do.
Chris Hearst says his campaign wasn't particularly focused on gun violence, but it will be a priority for local Democrats now that they've been elected. This is Eliza Borello in Washington for The World Today.